When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello everyone, welcome to Revived Devos. Today's Devo is by Richard Baxter. Our desire to not die is owing to the coldness of our love. If we love our friend, we love his company. His presence is comfortable, his absence is painful. When he comes to us, we entertain him with gladness. When he dies, we mourn, and usually overmourn. To be separated from a faithful friend is like the tearing of a member of our body. And would not our desires after God be such, if we really loved him? No, should it not be more than such, as he is above all friends, most lovely? May the Lord teach us to look closely to our hearts and take heed of self-deceit in this point. Whatever we pretend, if we love either father, mother, husband, wife, child, friend, wealth, or life itself more than Christ, we are yet none of his sincere disciples. When it comes to the trial, the question will not be who has preached the most or heard the most or talked the most, but who has loved the most. Christ will not take sermons, prayers, fastings, no, nor the giving of our goods, nor the burning of our bodies instead of love. And do we love him and yet not care how long we are from him? Wasn't it such a joy to Jacob to see the face of Joseph in Egypt? And will we be contented without the sight of Christ in glory? And yet say we love him? I dare not conclude that we have no love at all when we are so unwilling to die, but I dare say, were our love more, we should die more willingly. If this holy flame were thoroughly kindled in our hearts, we should cry out with David, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come and appear before God?